Well, it's been said that justice is truth in action. And now the Michigan Supreme Court is moving the wheels of justice into Washtenaw County for one day. This is Lisa Berry, and I'm honored to be joined by a special guest right now, Michigan State Supreme Court Justice Bridget Mary McCormack. Welcome to 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you very much, Lisa. It's my pleasure to be here.
Now, while I think the parents of most high school students are striving to keep their kids out of a courtroom at this age, the state Supreme Court is bringing the courtroom to them. Tell us what's going to be happening at Ann Arbor's Pioneer High School on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. We twice a year we do this program where we take our court on the road. Obviously, our court is public, and anyone is welcome to come watch our arguments anytime they want, but they have to come to Lansing, and they have to come to us. And turns out sometimes people have other things to do. So we now twice a year take the court to them, and we go to different communities around the state, and we engage the local legal community in working with the high school students on what the argument's going to be about, so they have some understanding before they come listen to the argument. And we actually will sit on stage at Pioneer High School, the seven of us, and the advocates in the case will come argue in front of an audience full of high school students and other local folks who are interested, community people. And then afterwards, the lawyers will, with some of our court staff, will engage the students in a discussion about the case that they just heard. And then we, the justices, will have lunch with some of the students and have a reception afterwards. And, you know, we hope by giving the public easy access to what we do, they will take more of an interest and be more involved.
So is it an actual case that you will be arguing in front of all these high school students?
It is an actual case with actual litigants and actual lawyers, and we will make an actual decision. And eventually that actual decision will make sure gets to all of the students who put the time in to learn a little bit about the case ahead of time so they can see what we decided.
So do the students participate? Or I know you said you have lunch and you talk with them afterwards. Or do they get involved in the case, or is it just observation at that point?
So during the argument itself, they're just observing, but they've done some prep work ahead of time so that the argument is a little bit more meaningful. And I know a little bit more about that now than I ever did before, because it just so happens that I have four kids of my own at Pioneer High School who had to go through the prep. So they had local lawyers come to their classes, government classes, economics classes, and give them some information about this case that's about to be argued and talk to them about the legal principles that are important to this case. So they are all going to be showing up with some background understanding of what they're seeing. And then once the argument is over, the justices, myself and my six colleagues, will all go back to our confidential conference room and talk about, you know, make a decision in the case. And at that time, the lawyers who argued the case and some of our court staff will then engage the students in the audience in a discussion about what happened.
What kind of feedback do you get from the students when it's over?
You know, so far, every time we've done this, we've gotten incredibly positive feedback. It makes you wish you could do it more often, more than twice a year.
And of course, if you're not at Pioneer High School on Wednesday afternoon watching this happening, you can watch it online for free, correct?
You can watch the live stream by going to our website, courts.mi.gov. And there's going to be a bright maze button at the top that will take you to the live stream, and you can watch it live. In addition, there will eventually be an archived post of it. You'll be able to have an opportunity later on to watch this argument.
Well, how exciting. The Michigan State Supreme Court will be in Pioneer High School Wednesday afternoon. Students from all over Washtenaw County will be there to watch the court in action. Supreme Court Justice Bridget Mary McCormack, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, did I miss?